This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, Kate Delaney, back from the West Coast and traveling, not too bad. I know a lot of people have lots and lots of delays, a little bit of a delay for me on the California to the DFW route, where, of course, our satellite facility is. But it could have been much worse, as I talked to so many people at the conference where I was in Newport Beach, California, where they had gotten trapped on the way because of the weather. And then on the way back, there were people that were also affected by the weather because, of course, that's part of what happened in the Midwest and also in the South when we saw more tornadoes and deep storms in the beginning of the week. And at the tail end of last week, some people had some horrific, horrific weather. So, I know what it's like to travel and to try to play that hopscotch thing. The thing that's interesting is, I wasn't playing hopscotch, but I was watching how people were kind of interacting in the airport. And I have to say, I mean, I said this in being in California, that you can tell there's such a need for people to connect, you know, weary, tired of the same old, meaning tired of not being able to travel, tired of being limited in movement. And yes, certainly there have been opportunities for people to travel, but now it's much more, I think, wide open. But with the price of tickets shooting up, for some it might be prohibitive as far as travel is concerned, because at first there were all kinds of deals. Now some of those deals are going away, and that's partly because of what we're seeing with inflation and supply chain problems. That would be one of the reasons when we look at jet fuel. So the cost of jet fuel is pretty high, and then also finding it, because of the amount of jet fuel that you need for domestic travel and even for international travel, which has its own headaches attached to it. But what else is brewing in the backyard for many of us? And, of course, what happens in my backyard happens in yours, and there's a lot of conversation about Easter. This is the big holy week for Christians across the board, people making plans and already going to various churches and making plans for Easter, etc. And Easter has its commercial side, which is the Easter baskets with chocolate and candied eggs and all the things that entails, and bringing family back together. But families in the Ukraine find that they are sadly separated, and that, of course, is because of what is going on with the Russian invasion. But the big story is the one that people are talking about anyway, is Russia says their warship has sunk, one of Russia's Navy's most important ships, sunk in the Black Sea. That is a very big blow to the military. There is some question as to how it sank. And, of course, in trying to predict how Putin is going to make that the story that the rest of the world globally talks about, it's not that it was sunk in any way by the Ukrainians, but it's gone. I mean, it's done. And while the Ukrainians are struggling to get out of some of the areas that feed into the borders that would carry them across to a safety, because there are some areas in the east especially that are difficult to reach, this warship being sunk after all of this time is a very big blow to Putin's attack. You know, the sea, the air, the land. and having this knocked out is particularly tough for Russia, whether they position it as the Ukraine had something to do with it because there was a fire, there was an explosion on board, all of that, or not. It is out of commission. Does it mean in any way, shape, or form that Putin is throwing up the white flag and saying, oh, let's definitely have peace talks, let's definitely end this? The answer is no. It's humiliation, and now Moscow threatening some new nuke deployments, although that isn't about the warship. That's if Sweden and Finland join NATO. And this is scary stuff, because when you say nukes, that's the one thing that will, the thought of vaporization is the one thing that will have anyone's skin crawl. So Russia says a nuclear-free Baltic region wouldn't be possible if Finland and Sweden do join NATO, because that's what they're threatening to do. They're members of the EU, but not NATO. And now they're talking about, you know, making that a reality. And if you think about Finland, it has an 830-mile border with Russia. So his comments come on the heels of lots of gossip and innuendo and everything else in between, and just flat out the possibility of that really becoming a reality. So that's a big threat. Russia would have to seriously strengthen the grouping of whatever the land forces are in air defense and deploy significant naval forces in the waters of the Gulf of Finland, so it wouldn't be possible to talk about any nuclear-free status of the Baltic. The balance has to be restored, is what is being said from Russia. If that happens, because the borders would have to be strengthened, the Russian Federation would have to double that, double the area, in other words, because they'd be concerned about the alliances there. And this is, again, on the heels of Finland and Sweden saying their decision on whether to apply for NATO membership would come within a matter of weeks. The leaders of those countries say their security assessments had dramatically changed following Russia's invasion of the Ukraine in February. They're concerned, what about their people? So there really is more than just the possibility. It really could happen. You know, you've got Lithuania, which borders the Russian areas, some of the Russian areas, and they're not paying attention to what's being said. They're just listening to threats and say they've heard the threats before, and they've heard nuclear threats before. I'll tell you what, it makes you get out the map and look a little bit closer at some of these border areas when there's this conversation of what's happening with NATO. Remember, this is one of the things that hacks off Putin about the Ukraine. He's concerned about the Ukraine being part of NATO. That was also part of what led to Putin's invasion into Ukraine. Moscow blaming that pursuit of the NATO membership, among other things, for triggering the invasion, saying it threatens that country's security. All right, coming up next, your thoughts, an early mailbag as we tiptoe through the first hour of the show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
Here we are in the mailroom. Thanks so much for everybody who decided to send in their thoughts. A lot of thoughts about what happened with that Russian ship. So we'll get to some of those. But first we go to Doug, listening to us in New Orleans, and he says, let me be the first to wish you a happy Easter, Kate. It is a really exciting time for us. My daughter-in-law just had our third grandchild. We're celebrating. We're doing an Easter egg hunt, going to our church, and having a couple of other friends over. We are actually having one of our first big deals in the backyard where we have more than 20 people coming. So my wife's a little more frantic than I am, but I wanted to tell all the listeners to enjoy what the holiday brings for all of them, and hopefully it's peace and goodwill, whatever that means to the people who listen to your show. Thank you for that. Yeah, so there you go. A big outing, although I noticed Doug said, that it was going to be outside, which kind of is the thing, right? If the weather is nice anyway, doesn't a lot happen outside? You know, you throw a table out back, or maybe you have a table out back, or you go somewhere else, and it's time where maybe several families would come together. I mean, there you go, right? All right, here's this is an interesting one. This one is from Harry, who says, have you noticed that more states are starting to say yes to cannabis? I think it's about time. I am not a smoker of the weed myself, but I think that it will really focus law enforcement, as two of my friends are cops and say they're fine with it, on focusing on cracking down on other things versus busting people with small amounts of weed. Well, that's always been the argument, right? That's one of the things that could happen. And yes, more states are talking about it. New Jersey starts this adult recreational cannabis sale or sales. That happens next week. They've got licenses to 7 alternative treatment centers, 13 retail dispensaries. And it was just last year that Governor Phil Murphy signed the legislation decriminalizing marijuana use for those 21 and older. But that came because of the ballot measure where people got to vote to legalize marijuana or recreational marijuana or not. And there wasn't completely enough support to pass a bill to fully legalize marijuana, right? But there was enough to change it a bit so that you could purchase cannabis and cannabis products without a medical card. And that's huge. Huge for any state, but certainly huge for New Jersey. And for that industry, it's very, very very, very, very big. All right. And yeah, there's more conversation. Harry's absolutely right. There's more conversation about that, about whether that needs to happen. Some people think it's a gateway drug. They'll say that. We've had a lot of people on this show talking about whether it's a gateway drug or not, whether it should be legalized. And we've had law enforcement people, and almost all the law enforcement people we've had across the board, they mostly, and I don't think all of them feel this way, but they mostly agree that it should be legalized because too many resources are used in the court system and in the cop shops, I'll call them, in prosecuting people for various amounts of weed. You know, so there you go. All right, and then this one was interesting. This came from Francis, who said, wow, when you talked about what happened in the subway, one of the first things I thought, Kate, is I would not ride that subway right now. There is just no way. We've heard of people being shoved in front of trains and being killed for no reason other than some nut shoved them. And now this whole idea of somebody goes into the train in Brooklyn and right there in plain sight throws in a tear gas and then opens fire. It's such a miracle that nobody died while all those bullets were being sprayed. It's a good thing he had a terrible aim. Yeah. So that's something that's new. Frank James is his name. What happened was there were people that were injured, of course, choking on the smoke from the devices, but he did absolutely sprayed a bunch of bullets from his Glock, but he wounded people. He didn't kill anyone. It was a hail of bullets, but they missed. You think of how small a subway car is. And then the police, you know, of course, got him on Wednesday. And of all the attacks that have happened in the subway, there hasn't been anything that's been the equivalent of that. So the people were spared. I mean, thank goodness, the physics of it, that he's got this gun that can kill people where he's just rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat, but nothing happens. But, you know, poor marksmanship, malfunctioning handgun, all of that, I guess, combined with it, and they're at drive time, morning time, commuting time at 8:30 in the morning, jumping on a train, dumping those two devices that filled the car with smoke, and then unloading on the people and having the gun jam. I mean, thank goodness. If the whatever clogged it, dirt, whatever it was, whatever wasn't compatible, maybe it's incredibly lucky that happened. Incredibly, incredibly lucky. Thank goodness, right? Oh, thank goodness. Because it's probably difficult even for him to see what he was doing once he threw those canisters. Let's move over to this one. I said a bunch of people had something to say about the warship and Finland and Sweden and NATO. So this one is from Meg, who says, oh, thank goodness something good has happened. Sink those Russian warships. Let them sink to the bottom of the earth and fall out. As far as I'm concerned, Putin has turned everyone's world upside down, especially the Ukrainian people. But you talked about it just the other day. There are economic repercussions that are happening here in the United States and in other parts of the world, and there are others that are caught in the middle of this. So whatever it was in the Black Sea that took down the boat, the fire that broke out, then I say good riddance. Yeah, I mean, a fire broke out. That's exactly what happened. There was lots of munitions on board, and they exploded. So that is what caused the damage to the ship and forced the crew to have to be evacuated. I mean, there's no verification that something else didn't happen to make that come down, because there is the claim that the Ukraine took it out, right? But there's nothing that 100% shows that. But, you know, look, the bottom line is it's gone. So that's the good thing. Whatever you believe or don't believe, whatever's plausible, that maybe the Ukraine did hit the ship with a missile or something else. But whatever happened, it just hit the Russian Navy. I mean, hit the pride of Putin, definitely. And you have to think about the loss of it and how much the morale also would be shaken of the Russian Navy. All right, and this one was from Patlano, who says, Kate, to think about the significance of this 600-foot-long, give or take, ship being sunk with a crew of 500-some people in the Black Sea, and the fact that this was a ship that has been in service since the 80s, then was refitted, as I understand it, and re-entered back into the waters in the late 90s, and that it's armed with a range of anti-ship and anti-aircraft missiles, along with torpedoes and naval guns and close-in missile defense systems. To have that explode, to have to clear the decks of the sailors who were on board, this is a huge blow to more than just the pride of Russia. It's a huge blow to what is a strategic ship that was helping them in the Black Sea. All right, thanks for the mail.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine is claiming it sank a key Russian warship in a missile attack. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the Pentagon can't confirm it.
We certainly recognize that the ship suffered a blow, an explosion, which led to a significant fire on board, and that it caused them to evacuate some of their sailors, if not all of their sailors.
Russian media is claiming that a mysterious fire on board caused the incident and that the ship sank while it was being towed back to port. Frank James, the man arrested for shooting 10 people on a Brooklyn subway train last Tuesday, will stay in federal custody after a short court appearance. James did not enter a plea and was ordered held on a permanent order of detention. Federal prosecutors wanted James to stay in jail pending trial, according to a letter to Judge Rohan Mann. This is USA Radio News. There's a brand new law banning abortions in Florida.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday signed into law a bill that bans all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation allows abortions past 15 weeks in cases of medical emergency or if there's a fatal fetal abnormality. In such cases, abortions must be reported to the state along with information on why the procedure was provided.
The Republican National Committee voted unanimously to not participate in any future presidential debates hosted by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The RNC accused the Commission of bias, saying in a statement that it would look elsewhere for debate platforms in future elections. They say the vote was the result of a year-long process, and all-party presidential candidates will be required to sign the document ensuring they will only appear at party-sanctioned primary and general election debates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Newport Beach. It was a windy day. I did get a chance to escape and go down toward the Wedge. The Wedge in Newport Beach is a hot spot for some big surf. It's known for shore-breaking waves, and it's one of the biggest swells in Southern California. So it was interesting to observe that. Let's put it that way. And I realized around me there was a lot of surfing. I talked to a couple people about that, and they said, oh, absolutely, the right time of year. There's really people here, and it's coming up, which is the summertime, June through August. And I'm talking about this because I just got back from going out to Newport Beach. As many of you know, as I was broadcasting the show from Newport Beach, so to speak, and summer is that big time there. They have the swell from the south, which they say breaks like the it breaks like what they call Blackies and the Santa Ana River mouth, and the wind is where it is offshore, mostly easterly. This is the in-depth explanation I got about it. Bottom line is that the surf in that area, it's a sheltered beach that has consistent surf. So really any time of year, because they've got those certain winds, and you can jump on a board and then grab those waves. So I noticed that there were all kinds of surf schools. I counted in my walk, I counted 5 surf schools. And I know there's more than that. I just happened to see 5. So just another thing that this interesting area of Newport Beach is known for, surfing. It would have been too cold to even try such nonsense when I was there. All right, you may be surfing around that deadline, April 18th, the tax deadline, so close. So some people are still looking for tax breaks, what passes as a tax break or not. I mean, families can get up to $4,000 for somebody who qualifies for credit for child and dependent care expenses, or maybe even up to $8,000, depending on kids and how many. So more taxpayers are eligible for the credit for the first time in a long time, and it's a little bit larger, so there may be some that are able to take advantage of that. And then there are a few other things that you can also stick in when you're doing the numbers, running the numbers, where maybe it works for you. I mean, electronically, the average tax refund of $3,226 is up, they say, 11.5% compared with the same time last year. There's been this incredibly massive processing backlog and the bizarreness of the tax season. So how easily will people get a refund in 3 weeks or less? Talk to people who haven't even gotten a refund from the last time around. And you might be due money back and you haven't gotten it yet. The IRS says unclaimed income tax refunds total $1.5 billion. So that could be waiting for more than 1.5 million taxpayers, right, or so. So hopefully you get that money if you're owed that money. Or if you owe money, you get to use it toward an it's crazy. And they had to hire more people to process, the IRS did. So this is not an easy year at all coming off of the pandemic, of course. You know, because of the pandemic, taxpayers were allowed to exclude up to a little over $10,000 in unemployment compensation that was paid in 2020, but it was only for that year. And unemployment income that came in 2021 is mostly taxable. But we're not going to solve those problems. I know across the board, everybody has a different issue and everybody has a different amount that they're paying. But maybe the dependents, maybe the child care credit applies to you. Maybe. Just know that we know that this date is not flexible. It is the 18th. You could file for the extension, though, and that, of course, is what probably some people will do. All right. The thing that continues to be the common denominator among all of us is, do you know anyone who's tested positive for COVID? And I do know people that have tested positive for COVID. You know, with the at-home tests and stuff, people are checking that more if they feel like they have maybe one or two of the symptoms. We know that this new variant has now started to really reach out and touch too many people, although it's mild symptoms usually, so it's not the same as some of the deadly surges that we saw, like the Delta variant. But U.S. COVID cases have shot up 27.3%. The 7-day average is over 36,000. 36,000. And this is the conversation. Did you know somebody that tested positive for COVID or not? And with more people getting back together, which is a good thing in so many respects, but does somebody have COVID? Does it spread somehow? Yada, yada, yada. That goes on and on. Are people unmasked mostly? The event that I was at, there was over 100 people. And nobody was wearing masks. But a lot of it, most of it, in fact, was outdoors. There was some of it indoors, but a lot of it was also outdoors. Let's put it that way. And I think other than doing the airport thing, most people were ready to be in that position where I can have a, actually have a conversation, right? And I'm not concerned. But then you have this other thing right behind it that, oh, is this, you know, are we going to see more people testing positive for it? I mean, is it going to be, as somebody said to me in the beginning of this thing, where everybody at some point gets it? I mean, no matter what you do, right? At some point, everybody is going to be touched by it, right? And I think that's not probably far from the truth. I think some of us probably have gotten it and have no idea, right? Have no idea that we have it. Or maybe you are asymptomatic, because that's, of course, the other thing. I think there's a lot of people that are asymptomatic and have absolutely no idea that that's the case. None. Because, you know, there's nothing, you don't, there's nothing that you feel that lends itself to that or not, right? And that's why that the at-home test, which some kind of push aside that it's not, that there you could get a lot of false tests from that, false scores from that. I think it's good that people have access to it, right? If you're starting to feel any of the, if you're starting to feel any of those symptoms, and better safe than sorry, and better to know, because if you do isolate yourself, then, you know, for that smaller amount of time, you're probably, wherever it is that you work, if you're going in, preventing other people from getting it, right? Maybe. Could be a good chance of that. Maybe. Right? You know, it's interesting, the this is kind of an odds and ends segment before we go to John Riddle to talk about the supply chain. This is one of those days where, one of these weeks, I was looking at things that are things that have happened, things that have come up, historic moments. And randomly, I came across this. I mean, how many times have you heard the saying, Houston, we've got a problem, right? That was when an oxygen tank burst on the way to the moon. That was Apollo 13. That was April 13th is when that happened, the other day, 1970. And that phrase has been used over and over again. And there's probably some people that don't really know exactly where that came from. And the answer is that's exactly where it came from, right? It came from exactly what happened there when the tank burst and the what was sent down to those in NASA control was that. That would kind of sent them at the time, not into a panic, but into a scramble to make sure that, number one, the astronauts were all going to be, you know, okay. So there you go. Another thing where we've seen some interesting moments in time earlier in this week and coming up through the rest of this week, when we look at historic things, I looked at something with McDonald's because I was looking at trademarks, right? So McDonald's has some pretty big plans with trademarks and the metaverse. So what they're saying is, what happens, you know, companies are being innovative and creative and they're investing time and blood and sweat and tears into research and design and marketing, and maybe not tears. So, you know, you look at McDonald's and they've got a whole bunch of new trademark applications because they have new products that are coming up. You can look at a search engine and just look this stuff up, who's applying for trademarks. And on one of the applications, McDelivery, online retail services with virtual goods. So that's pretty interesting, right? Operating a virtual restaurant featuring actual and virtual goods. I think that's pretty interesting. And online home delivery. But others are doing it too. Burger King, Dunkin' Donuts, Taco Bell, Tim Hortons are all looking for ways to file trademarks. Stay with us.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This all the time on the show. What's going on with the supply chain, all the problems that we're having trying to get furniture, trying to get all kinds of appliances, and now we have inflation. So the appliance industry has been going back and forth. They've had to struggle with what's happened with the pandemic and the supply chain problems. But boy, is the industry making a huge comeback, and it's because of some of the adjustments that are being made. So I am thrilled to have on this show John Riddle, the CEO of Howard's Appliance, to come on and talk about this and look at the future and look at innovation and what's happening with customers and what the experience is like. John, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Really nice to be with you.
So let's go back to what I just briefly mentioned about the pandemic. How did COVID impact and maybe continues to impact, you know, your business and the industry?
Yeah, I think a number of ways, Kate. You're spot on as to what you said in the preface. I think, you know, first off, we ran into problems with availability. All the sort of components and things that go into the manufacturers, building of major appliances were impacted. Certainly many of the suppliers are bringing products into Long Beach and Los Angeles, Newark and Savannah, other ports that were impacted, price increases in all of those factors, as well as containers, and what have you. So a lot of issues that started in the springtime of 20, and led to availability issues. I think for us, we were able to stay. We never closed. We were designated as an essential business, and we were very creative about making sure that all of the major appliance categories that a consumer wanted were covered, although we may not have had exactly what might have been the first choice by the consumer in their research. I think the second part, Kate, that's really important is to understand that this was the first time in the history of the U.S. where you had nesting of multiple generations of folks at home. And that certainly continues with work from home and other kind of situations, but not to the extent that we saw during the impact of 20 and 21 with COVID. And that created a situation where consumers wanted to fix things up at home. And so it led to increased record demand of major appliances and led into us developing what you see behind me, which is our experience centers that customers could come and play with new technology.
Yeah, so tell us more about the experience centers. I think that's fascinating, and it's great because now you can visualize kind of what you're thinking in your head, because that was the problem. You nailed it. When you have all these generations under one roof, you have kids that were at home and they were working from home, not going to school, so you had to kind of reinvent spaces and had to get those appliances. So tell us about the experience centers.
I think it, for me, Kate, it's a lifelong journey a bit. I grew up in the appliance industry in a family-owned dealership outside of Philadelphia where I grew up. And the process has always been cumbersome for consumers. People come into a store and they can't really turn things on. They can't try things out. And we know from surveys that all consumers would like to play and test out stuff before they take them home. And then you have the delivery installation side of our business, which also makes it to a degree complex. And I think throughout my lifetime in the industry, it was really this driving concern and desire to be able to make a better place for people to shop. And this facility, like the one that is behind me here in Long Beach, is 22,000 square feet of hundreds of major appliances that are live and connected. One of the greatest innovations, Kate, that our industry has come up with in the last 10 years has been the connectivity of major appliances. AI smart connected. You can literally go to your local grocery store, turn the cameras on in your refrigerator, and look on your mobile device as to what you have at home. And you can't go to most of the retail places in your market and be able to play and understand with that technology what's going on. And so that was our desire to create these experience centers. And it has just been a huge hit for us at Howard's.
Yeah. So as the CEO, did you know when all these things started to happen, did you have, I just kind of visualized this, John, like big brainstorming meetings, ideas flowing in lots of different directions. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in some of those meetings. What was that like?
It was really pretty interesting, Kate, because although I've spent my entire life in the industry, it really was, there were no roadmaps, to your point of sort of the interest level in the meetings to strategize how you developed product availability and got product for your consumers. How do you develop a protocol of safety within the delivery and installation to go in someone's home when they were fearful about someone coming in their house? And so it was really brainstorming within my organization and also our manufacturing partners. Companies like LG and Samsung and Whirlpool, Electrolux and General Electric and others, being able to say, hey, what would be the best capability or best idea for us to develop that? And that's what led to our above market success here in Southern California.
Yeah. So what are your plans? What are Howard's plans for regional expansion?
We're going into San Diego this year. We're a 76-year-old ESOP. We're an employee share owner plan company, an employee-owned company. We primarily have operated over the years in metropolitan Los Angeles, but we're expanding this year into San Diego. And we certainly have a lot of interest in looking at markets right now in Arizona, New Mexico, Las Vegas, Oregon, and Washington State, as well as up into Northern California. So we see a concept here with experience centers and really, Kate, taking the friction and the complexity out of buying a major appliance for your home working anywhere in the United States.
Ooh, that sounds good to me. John Riddle, CEO of Howard's Appliance, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate.
So, interesting enough, ooh, stepped on him there at the tail end of that. Sorry about that, John. Interestingly enough, in recapping the headers, as we hear at the last segment for this hour anyway, the updates are kind of coming in now. This is the brilliance of doing this live on the flagship Russian ship that sunk in the Black Sea. The Pentagon, Russia, and the Ukraine are all coming up with explanations for the fate of the Moskva after that explosion on that vessel. And there are different explanations for it, as you can imagine. But the key thing here is that it was just damaged during the fire. This is what the Russian Defense Ministry is saying about it. They're saying that it lost its stability due to damage to the hull that happened during the fire from the detonation of ammunition. In the conditions of stormy seas, the ship sank. The crew, with about 500 men, they were all evacuated. The Pentagon couldn't confirm the source of the damage, but they did say that Ukrainian forces struck the guided missile cruiser with two missiles. That's what happened. And that the sinking of it is a colossal significance. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said it didn't matter whether the ship was hit by a missile or victimized by an unrelated fire, that you choose between whatever the story is. One story is that it just was incompetence. The other is that they came under attack. But neither is a good outcome for the ship. And, of course, that's true. What are some of the very latest developments on what's happening in the aid to the Ukraine? Canada sent up to 150 soldiers to Poland to help with coordinating the resettlement of Ukrainian refugees in Poland. There's a lot of headaches in trying to make that happen. So Poland has been asking for help. They got it there. Then you have the situation in Mariupol, where the word is that the people that are there are being starved to death by the Russian siege, and that the war's impact on grain exporting from the Ukraine risks destabilizing nations very far from the Ukraine and triggering mass migrations. So this is what I said, what ultimately happens here. And then Britain's Foreign Office said it's freezing the assets worth up to £10 billion, which would be $13.1 billion belonging to two Russian oligarchs, described as long-standing business chums of Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich. He may be the biggest of the biggest, right? All right, Music Means, it's time for me to skedaddle. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour anyway, and hats off to Jeremy Paulson for his fabulous work, as always, on the technicals and being there to have my back and yours, people. Make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.